You are listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt and Coach's Corner on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, the sports director here at KHBT and the host of the show. This is state track week here on KHBT's Coach's Corner, meaning we will talk with both Humboldt High School's head coaches, Spencer Ross of the girls' team and Greg Wickett of the boys' team. But because it is state week, we have some special interviews mixed in there as well. We're going to start with the girls' interview first. Let's give it a listen. Donovan Mann here on KHBT 977 The Bolts, talking with a couple of the short distance runners here for Humboldt with Morgan Olson and Paige DeWinter. First things first, guys, just being out here at this event, what is it like to get to compete in the highest level in the state of Iowa?
It's pretty exciting. It's kind of fun to come down with your team and get to compete with some tough people that have fought their way to make it to state as well.
And then, when you sit here and you think full capacity, only a couple of days ago did they say we could get full capacity, not quite full, but a great crowd. What is it like to get to compete in front of this very large crowd?
It's fun. We haven't been able to have a full crowd for a long time, so being able to just be out here and have everybody cheering for you is just, it's really fun and exciting. It makes you just want to compete well, especially when you're with all these tough teams.
And then I think I'm going to talk next to Jory Hayek over here. And so, Jory, you are a hurdler here at this event, and, weather has been a thing all day. When I think of the weather, my biggest concern would be for you guys who are jumping and hurdling. So how much does the weather play a factor in an event like that? Of course, as I say that, the sun shines.
Yeah. Honestly, we all have to run the same anyway, but rain does have a big factor. I know when I was sitting in lane 2, standing water, I slipped out of my blocks, but then what goes through my head is everyone else is running in the same conditions. So, I mean, it sucks, but all of us have to kind of fight through it, as well as people who are long jumping, which I saw a guy get hurt today, and that was scary. So it's factors of your risk, but the reward after it, I guess.
Thank you so much, Jory.
Thank you.
Now transitioning over to their head coach, Spencer Ross. And so Coach asked a couple of the girls this question, but what is it like to be here to compete in this event here on this weekend?
Well, this is a tremendous experience for the girls. I'm thankful that they've worked so hard this season and we're able to get so many events down here. Through our meets through the year or throughout the track season, sometimes you can get that big fish, little pond feeling going on with competing against a lot of the same teams. So you really get a chance to see how you stack up in terms of statewide stuff. So I'm happy they had the experiences. We had some really good showings, and they should be proud of everything they did.
And, of course, we do have this big crowd here just a couple of days ago. They did announce that this crowd would be opening up. Again, players had their thoughts, but what about a coach? What is the coach's thought on this very large, very energetic crowd?
Well, again, it comes back to you want the kids to have the best experience possible. And I was down here for the Drake Relays, and it just didn't have the same feel to it. So from a coaching standpoint, I love just watching the events myself, and you can really see how the large crowd – gets the kids pumped up and brings out their best performances. So I'm thankful we're able to have a full house today.
And then when we talked pre-meet, you talked about managing expectations. So how would you say you guys did with your expectations and how you met them?
Yes. When everybody on the way down, everybody's all stressed out and, oh my gosh, we're so slow, and they're looking at the heat sheets and everything, and you just got to kind of bring them back to reality and we focus on ourselves. And I think they did that. They were mentally prepared. They had realistic goals, yet they wanted to perform well. And we saw that, everything's not going to go your way all the time. We had some handoff mishaps, or we didn't have quite the finishes we wanted in some of the events, but overall, it's an experience. We've got some younger girls that were able to experience it, and we're just hoping to continue this thing, for the years to come. So
speaking of experience, you are technically a rookie head coach since last year's season really didn't happen. So what has this experience been like for you to get so many qualifiers down here and the expectation as you go forward as the coach of this program?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been stressful this week. Just trying to make sure I don't forget anything, just from an organization standpoint. But once we got down here, it was kind of a relief, and now we just get to have fun. So, I learned a lot this year. I've learned a lot over my time working with Coach Hoig and Coach Clausen. So I've got a lot of growing to do as well. But this is just another experience that I can chalk up to learning experience, and we'll just keep moving forward.
day not done. And then on Saturday, of course, you'll have, I believe it's one more event, the sprint medley relay. So what are the expectations for that going into that?
Well, you know, we're seated 21st, so we're just looking to improve on that. We'd love to run a season's best time. And I think in talking with the girls, they do too. So that's our goal. Again, we're pretty self-focused, and we're just going to come out and compete and enjoy our last event here.
Really do appreciate your time today, Coach. Anything else before I let you go?
I don't thank you. Thank you for all your coverage this week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much to Coach Ross, as well as Paige DeWinter, Morgan Olson, and Jory Hayek for taking time to talk to me here on Coach's Corner. Again, that interview actually occurred right after those three girls ran the 4x100 meter relay, so I'm surprised they were not out of breath, because I would have been out of breath. And now we will go ahead and turn around and talk to Coach Greg Wickett. But before we do that, why don't we hear from that championship team who won the state distance medley relay? Here they are: Lance Kuhn, Cale Huntermark, Eric Whitrock, and the anchor, Quentin Orr.
All right, Quentin, first things first, congrats. All of you, congrats on the state championship here in the distance medley relay. Quentin, first question is for you. As you're sitting there, I believe you're coming from third, trying to finish it strong. You get there. You beat one of your arch rivals when you think about long-distance running events. What was that moment like when you get ahead, then you stay ahead to win it for your team?
Yeah, so that first 200, I got the baton in third, and I was like, all right, I just got to catch them. I just got to make this race. And I was probably on their tail at right about 200. I didn't really want to pass them right away on the curve, just because I know that takes a lot of energy. So I really slingshotted out of that turn four of my first lap, and just then it was like, I'm in first, I gotta make this happen. Came through 400, was feeling great, and you know, then it just starts to get mental. With about 300 left, I looked up at the video board and I saw the mob, and I'm like, all right, I just gotta keep hammering the last 100. Just, you know, it's so loud in here, it's such an awesome energy, you just got to just push as hard as you can. And I didn't want anyone to pass me, and when I crossed the finish line, I was just like, yes, we just did this. Like, oh, so grateful, so blessed to be able to have a great group of teammates. You push me in workouts, you know, boost my confidence. Like, we came in, we were warming up, we're winning this, we're making this happen. And you know, this was one of the most nervous races I've ever been, just because I didn't want to let these guys down. And it is just so rewarding, such a blessing. I'm so grateful that, you know, we have a full stadium, great teammates, we ran a clean race, and finally got it done. It just feels awesome.
Next question I have here is for Lance and Cale. Lance Kuhn, Cale Huntermark, short distance runners in this event. How important is it for you guys to get that good, strong start for your team to be able to come out and get this championship?
It is really important to start, and then he started off really well, and we had a perfect handoff, and all we had to do is just get it to the next guy.
There wasn't a better guy I could have asked for to hand off to, and I knew how much this senior season meant to him and the gravity of this race, and all that was going through my head is a clean handoff and kill it.
And then Eric Whitrock over here, of course, a man who played an important part in everything, helping catch up, make some spots up, and of course, they mentioned handoffs, the two previous guys. How important is it to get those clean handoffs in a successful relay?
Well, I mean, when you have everyone, like, close together, it could mean the difference. And, like, in my leg, there was a lot of people, so it was kind of tough to, like, maneuver through the crowds. But, I mean, I got the baton passed. It wasn't clean, but we did it as a team.
Perfect. As a team, congrats, guys, on the championship.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, first things first, when you take a look at it, congrats on getting that state championship in the distance medley relay. As a coach, what does that mean to you to be able to have a group of guys claim that state title?
Well, you know, those things don't come along very often. Only a couple of those in my coaching career that I've had kids, you know, win a championship in a relay, and it was really exciting, you know, especially happy for those seniors, you know, Quentin and Eric and Cale, you know, been with me for 4 years, you know, busted their tail, you know, especially, you know, Quentin has come so close in cross country and those distance relay or distance events behind Mueller, his career. And, you know, finally to see him get one, that was a nice thing. And, you know, it was really fun to see them bring along, a promising freshman with Lance Kuhn, you know, to do that and kind of mentor him a little bit in how to do it. And then it was fun to see. I mean, it's talk about a deserving bunch of kids, and it was exciting the way they did it. They didn't even make it close. It was a, breaking the school record by 3 seconds, and that school record has stood since 1968, I believe it was, with Dan Sanders on the end of that thing. And so it was fun to see that one. There's been a lot of guys over the years, including me, when I was in high school chasing that thing. And it was finally, you know, nice to see someone break it.
Also, something that's been really nice to see is those fans back in the stands there at Drake Stadium. What is that energy like for you as a coach and for those athletes out there, as opposed to maybe a half-full or empty stadium?
You know, seeing things get back to normal, I think, is good for everybody. You know, it's the first sense of normalcy we've had in over a year. And last year, it was so disappointing to get our season canceled. We had a promising season on deck last season. With the guys we had coming back, and you know, to see it full and back to pretty, you know, as close to normal as we can be at this point, and you can just tell the kids feeding off of it. You know, then when Mike Jay finally announced yesterday, you know, welcome after 700 and some days back to the Iowa State track meet, high school track meet, and the cheer that went up in the crowd, it was kind of emotional, you know, for a lot of reasons, and it's exciting. The kids definitely. I've been feeding out. You've seen some great performances across all races, all classes, and all teams, and it's just fun to see that those kids, you know, being able to run. It's been pent up for a while.
And then, of course, having the fans there is great, and what's great is that the weather has not scared the fans away. On and off rain throughout both days of competition so far, as well as some humidity. Mainly I want to talk about is that humidity. What does that humidity do to a runner out there?
Well, you know, the part of the state track meet is an endurance event anyway. You know, it's over 3 days. You've got multiple events. You know, we got a few guys that are running four events, and now that we qualified in the 4x4, Eric and Quentin are running five events over 3 days, and it's a marathon. You know, you got to take care of yourself. They're all napping right now. We're back at the hotel, and it zaps you if you're not careful. You got to stay out of the sun. It's always, you know, going to throw you something. It's going to be hot or humid or rain or cold. You know, it's always going to throw you something, and you got to take care of that. And that's where, you know, having some of those older kids that have been through it a few times is nice. They know what they need. They know what to do. They know when to get out of the sun. You know, we went from that medley into the 4x4 prelims, and it got really hot on us during that time. And they, you know, got into some shade and took care of themselves and got off their feet for as much as they could. You know, it takes its toll, you know, especially distance runners. You know, the humidity and heat, we, you know, especially in northern Iowa, haven't had a warm meet yet this year. And you know, it's a little bit different, but everybody's in it, and you got to just do the best you can.
And then, as you mentioned, we're not done yet. Coming up here, we've got three more events, one of which, all of them, will feature either Quentin Orr or Eric Whitrock. So just going through those events there, what is the expectation for each of those last three events?
Well, you know, those guys are among the, you know, best in the state in 3A, and you know, we get pretty high expectations. It'd be nice to see Quentin get in there for, you know, a high place in the mile, and then Eric, I mean, you never know what he's going to do. He just keeps getting better and stronger, it seems like, and so, you know, they both have to go against Mueller from ADM, and he's a tough kid, and, you know, maybe between the two of them, they can wear him out a little bit. Those races are pretty close together, and so, you know, maybe Eric can wear him out a little bit for Quentin in the mile, and you know, he's not going to be able to cruise that 800 for sure. You know, there's a lot of kids. I don't think I've ever seen so many kids, you know, 155 and better, and it's a state track meet. It's a tough bunch of 800 guys, and so he's going to have to push himself. And you know, he can run that 800 in about 52 or 53. You know, I think maybe Eric can too, but you know, and then Quentin, of course, in the mile. And we're looking for good things. And, you know, that 4x4, that's been tough for us all year. And we've had a bunch of different guys in it. And, you know, I think we got a combination that we qualified for the finals. That doesn't happen every year. And nice way to end that up would be, to, you know, a top finish in that. Right now we're fifth seed coming in, and we're looking to improve off of that. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, all our kids down here running, you know, did a great job. The 4x8 started us off. I mean, that was a great race, you know, to get move up from where we qualified into 10th place, and all those guys running their best race of the year. That was great to see. Kale has looked great down here, you know, in the stretch, you know, coming in with that 400, his PR. I mean, he saved his best race, you know, best 400 for his last, you know, open race down at state. And you know, just seeing all those guys do a good job, it's pretty fun. You know, we've worked a long time for this, and it seems like longer than normal since we've been down here doing this, and so it's just nice to see us having some success.
It's been really great and really fun to watch you guys for the first 2 days, and I'm looking forward to some great things on day three. Anything else before I let you go, Coach?
Nope. I just appreciate all the support we're getting back home, and they feel it down here too, and so we're looking to keep her going.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, thank you so much to everybody who took time to interview with me, Donovan Mann, for KHBT 977 The Bolt for Coach's Corner. And that will do it for Coach's Corner here. There is one more day of state competition coming up from Drake Stadium. That will start today at 9 a.m. The girls will run the distance medley relay, and then there will be a handful of events scattered all throughout the day leading up to the finals for that boys 4x400-meter relay sometime around 12:35 p.m., give or take, depending on how well we're running. Thank you all so much for listening. For everybody here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, this has been Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann. Have a great rest of your day. Go Wildcats.